There were a couple comments from Jim Boeheim out at the Summer League, and he was very complimentary of Mike Brown as the coach and expects him to do well. But when you start talking about players and coaches and fits and what the coach is going to be trying to do to be different than the previous coach, the number one thing that seems to be coming up over and over and over again is the word fast, playing fast. And whoever is the coach for the Knicks out there in the Summer League, it tried to explain it. It's not just running up and down the court like a chicken with your head cut off, essentially. It's about having the ball in your hands for a half a second and knowing what you're going to do with that ball next, whether it be pass it, whether it be shoot it, you know, something.
Would it be fair to say they want to play more like the Pacers who beat them?
Yes, exactly. But it's not just running up and down the court. It's getting rid of the ball and making quick decisions. Now, the interesting thing from the perspective of Jim Boeheim, who knows more basketball than I'll ever know, is just trying to get guys like Jalen Brunson, who's more of an isolation guy, and Karl-Anthony Towns is more of an isolation guy, to be able to fit in a system that you're trying to create. And, you know, again, this goes back to the whole situation about trying to find the right coach for the right team. So I thought Tibbs was the right coach. He preached defense. He didn't mind having a little bit of iso ball here and there, but it, you know, wasn't as bad as when Carmelo Anthony was here.
No.
I mean, there was a lot of movement, and I thought that, you know, the guys, as the season went on, started to play better together, and when Mitchell Robinson came back, it seemed like they really had a nice flow of things.
Yeah, I really do believe that the coach has to look at what he has and then get the best out of what he has, as opposed to implementing a system to the players that have played a certain way their entire career. It doesn't mean that they can't improve. Like, I want to see improvements from Karl-Anthony Towns. I want to see improvements and more consistency from Mikal Bridges. But we talk about this with offensive coordinators in football, too, that, like, if you're the new offensive coordinator, you got a star wide receiver and you got a quarterback who can throw the ball, but you love running the ball more than throwing the ball, then you're just shooting yourself in the foot. So I just hope that Mike Brown, he does. He's been around. He's smart enough. He's going to see what's working and what's not working with these guys. But I really think that this is not even so much from Mike Brown, even though he had a great offense there in Sacramento. I think that this is coming. This is something that Leon Rose and World Wide West and everybody else talked to Mike Brown about how he saw, or they saw, the Pacers running and beating the Knicks with speed and efficiency, where the Knicks did not look like that, and that was the reason they were eliminated from the playoffs, and they want to be more like the Indiana Pacers.
I could see exactly why they would think that, and certainly I would think that, you know, having a deep bench and playing more players is something that the Pacers obviously accentuated, and something that the Knicks saw, and something that we saw as fans. And it was also a criticism of the way that Tom Thibodeau would handle his roster and how many minutes his guys would be playing. But again, you know, you start limiting the minutes of certain players. If you start taking 5 minutes here, 3 minutes there, 2 minutes, now all of a sudden their numbers start going down. And now people are wondering why their numbers are going down. Well, you wanted me to play more players, and then therefore you're not going to have as many opportunities.
Right.
So it's a really delicate balance, especially in the NBA. You know, a lot of these players, although I think this group of players that the Knicks have, and I do like the two guys that they added.
Oh, I love it.
All right. So they're a better team. They're a deeper team. I don't know if they're necessarily done. They could probably add another player, or they could still make another trade if they wanted to. If that's in the offing, we'll see. But it's just interesting listening to Jim Boeheim talk about now trying to fit Mike Brown in as the coach when you already have a veteran team that is established here. It's like you're not starting over.
No.
You are starting probably, I would say, I'm trying to think, in the last 25 years, this will be the biggest going into a season expectations the Knicks have had in the last 25 years.
Yeah, and I think that last year was that same answer, and now this year is even more so. I think the expectations going into last year were huge.
And that's the thing. I mean, like, so you are, it's like you're the offensive coordinator for Lamar Jackson, or you're the offensive coordinator for Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Two different guys, two different way that they play, although Lamar has basically refined his passing game to a level that now is commensurate with the best players in the league that play the position. But he also brings another dynamic that you have to somehow, some way, get involved in the game, where Joe Burrow doesn't have that. Right. So,
of course.
So the question is, for Mike Brown and this half a second decision making, is Jalen Brunson, or are Jalen Brunson and both Karl Anthony Towns going to be able to play at that pace and the way that he wants to play it?
Yeah, and we're going to know right away, I think, in the first month of the season, you know, if that's going to work or not. Like, generally with these teams that are super talented, like, we felt like there was something just a little bit off about the Knicks the entire year. You would see teams, it took a while for the Pacers to get there because they had some injuries, but you saw how good the Celtics and the Cavaliers were for majority of the season. They sort of ran out of gas. I want to see this team just dominate the lesser competition on the schedule and look like the better team, as opposed to struggling in certain aspects and, you know, losing games they shouldn't lose and feel like they're taking a night off, and hearing some of the things we heard from Josh Hart and the selfishness and all those things. This regular season, as much as the regular season doesn't matter, I mean, when you have a new coach and you're back with these two guys you got in last offseason in Towns and Bridges, and everybody knows each other, went through a full season and playoffs together, this regular season and how they play, I think, it matters
a
ton.
All right, so here's the thing. Last year, they bring in Bridges and they bring in Towns, and now all of a sudden, it takes them a while to get going. They got to get used to each other. They got to get used to the system. You know, that the November, December, and January weren't great. It wasn't really until March that we started to really see the team that we, you know, that ended up getting as far as they did in the playoffs. But I'm just telling you, we're going to hear the same thing for the first 3 months of the season. We got to get used to the system. We got to get used to the coaching. We got to get used to the expectation. I mean, like, we're going to hear all that stuff all over again. And if they got off to a little bit of a choppy start, that would not at all surprise me. But it's not also going to make me nervous about the ability for this team to eventually figure it out what Mike Brown's going to want to do.
Yeah, I mean, once we hit a certain point of the regular season, I will be nervous about it, because, I mean, it sort of came to fruition, some of the issues. Now, they ended up beating the Boston Celtics, and those comebacks were crazy. But, I mean, some of the things and the just disjointed play that we saw that concerned us in the regular season, when they ran into a better offensive team and a deeper team, they lost. So I need to see them be deeper, be better, be more efficient, not completely give up on defense, and Karl Anthony Towns have an MVP-type season. I want to see him at top three in the MVP voting. That's what I want to see.
He's a double-double waiting to happen. We know that. But, you know, the flexing and the lazy getting back on defense and the stupid fouls that we saw in the playoffs, you know, that's got to be non-starter, man. Like, Mike Brown's going to say, enough. You know, you need to be a much better, much rounded, more rounded player than you were. And, you know, it was frustrating watching it. And a lot of that was because of the type of offense that they played. And I think that's what probably bothered Jim Dolan the most.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
Like this, you know, you can say whatever you want about Jim Dolan. If somebody is not getting what he thinks is the job done when they should be getting the job done, he's not afraid to pull the plug on that guy.
Sure. I mean, I think that some of the patience that the Yankee fan has had it with their regime and how they hang on to too many guys or whatever is the exact opposite with the Knicks. I mean, they, you know, we had a really good year prior to last year, and they made a massive deal, you know, and getting rid of Randall and DiVincenzo and bringing in Towns and making the trade with all the picks of Mikal Bridges. This year, they didn't get to where they wanted to go. They fire the coach. I mean, these have been massive moves.
I'm saying the same thing about the hockey team and the basketball team.
Yeah,
when you think about firing the coaches for the hockey team, and then, you know, now ultimately moving away from a number of players that, you know, had been here for years. But I think the Knicks are good enough now, especially with the ads that they've had, to win a championship. I think that that's got to be on the table. They can win a championship if they, of course, stay healthy. The Rangers, not so much. You know, Florida is stacked and loaded, and it is going to be, you know, Florida against everybody else in the Eastern Conference. And again, of course, injuries play a major fact in whether or not guys will have bounce back years or guys will take the next step to become a better player than they were the year before. And understand, under a new coach, this is what the expectations are, and you got to live up to them, or we're going to move you out of here.
Let's go to Eddie in Springfield, Massachusetts. What's going on, Eddie?
Hi, guys. I want to tell Gio and Boomer that I love you guys. Watch you every morning.
Appreciate that, Eddie.
Pardon me?
I said we appreciate that.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling, I'm a casual NBA fan, okay? Mm-hmm. And when the Cat was in Minnesota, the whole knock on him was he didn't play defense. Offensive player, no defense. And the Knicks traded for him, and you guys think they're going to change his style. He's 29 years old. He is what he is. Thibodeau wasn't going to make him a defensive genius.
Well, and that's why they're bringing in the guys that they are bringing in. They're bringing in two legitimate off-the-bench players that will change the dynamic of the second group of players. And, of course, that's why they have Mitchell Robinson here. He's supposed to be the defender, the rim protector, if
yeah,
you
I
will.
Mean, and, Eddie, I'm not, I don't think that Cat's going to get much better at defense. I think he is what he is. But I do think that he can be more consistent offensively and not disappear at times. And there were so many times throughout the regular season, the postseason, like, did Karl Anthony Towns touch the ball in that quarter? Like, and I understand some of that is the team trying to shut him down and double team
Jalen
him.
Brunson holding on to the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
But there's, I just.
Jalen Brunson doesn't score 35 points, you know, without having his share of shots.
Indeed. I mean, that is part of it, too. I just, you know, there's some times where he gets the ball down low and dominates and pushes his way through and gets to the basket and he's unstoppable. And there's other times where he's just bitching for fouls and falls on the ground and he takes forever to get up. And then it's just like, there's two completely different
noises
people.
He makes on the court. God, Jesus, what is that? What is that?
I don't know, man. I think sometimes people single out a lot of things with him and put him in montages and it paints him in a certain light. I just want him to be as good as he can be. That's all. I want him to reach
out. What are those noises? Sounds like Al.
It's strange.
Are you watching this happen?
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, it can be odd at times, but he's the key, man. I have to say it. He is really. Yeah. Sort of like that.
Yes.
Sort of like that. Anyway, but yeah, so we will see. I'm actually, you know, very excited for the beginning of this season to see how different they look under Mike Brown, if at all.
Well, I mean, this is the $50 million question, you know, is your point guard going to play differently and is he going to play quickly or is he going to do like what we love him doing? I mean, like, he can get a shot. Like, Clyde used to be able to get his shot. Like, he doesn't play a lot of defense either. And anytime he's playing a taller player, they go right to him.
Yeah. No, it's a problem, both those guys. There's no two ways about it. You know, one of their biggest problems is the two guys that they need to win a championship both are close to zeros defensively. It's a fact. You got to somehow overcome that.